Welcome to the Product Growth Podcast, practical product and growth intelligence for people building in India. I'm Mira.
And I'm Arjun. Today we're getting into RBI Forex Swap Facility mobilizes record US $65.4 liquidity daily brief 23rd of August 2026. Let's dig in. All right, three things I want to get into today. $65 billion of fresh liquidity hitting the system, OpenAI cutting API prices again, and Meesho gearing up to create 10 lakh jobs before Diwali. Big day. Mira, where do we start?
Start with the money because it sets the context for everything else. RBI's Forex Swap Facility, banks have now mobilized USD 65.4 billion through FCNRB deposits, and total inflows have hit US 72.85 billion as of August 21st. That's a record.
Okay, break that down for me. FCNRB, that's foreign currency non-resident deposits, right? NRIs parking money in Indian banks. What's the so what for a fintech founder?
Exactly right. So what happens when $65 billion lands in the banking system? Banks have more capital to deploy, cost of funds comes down. That directly affects lending fintechs, the ones doing SME credit, working capital, supply chain finance. If your product sits between a bank and a small business, your cost of capital just got cheaper.
So this is actually a tailwind for, say, a B2B lending startup targeting tier 2 manufacturers.
Huge tailwind. And it's not just lending, treasury products, Forex hedging tools for SME exporters, cross-border payment infrastructure. All of that becomes more viable when there's this much dollar liquidity sloshing around. The window to build these products is right now while banks are actively looking to deploy.
Got it. Now let's talk about something that's going to affect almost every builder in the room. OpenAI just slashed GPT-5.6 Sol API pricing by over 20%. Developers can now access it at $380. Mira, that number keeps coming down.
It does, and the pattern is now completely clear. Every 6 to 9 months, frontier model API pricing drops by 20%+. If your startup's moat is, "We use GPT," that moat is evaporating. Because at $380, your competitor can access the exact same intelligence.
So what does differentiation actually look like in 2026 if raw LLM access is commoditized?
Three layers. One, domain-specific fine-tuning. If you've trained on 10 lakh legal documents or 5 years of MSME GST data, that's defensible. Two, retrieval augmentation over proprietary data, your customer's own data surfaced intelligently. Three, agent orchestration, the workflows you build on top, not the model underneath. The model is the electricity. Nobody wins by owning the electricity.
I love that framing. Here's the connection I want you to make, though, the 380 API price drop and the RBI liquidity story. They're not usually put in the same sentence, but I think they're linked.
Oh, they absolutely are. Cheaper AI access plus cheaper capital, that's the combination that lowers the barrier to building fintech AI products in India dramatically. Think credit underwriting using LLMs on vernacular data, insurance advisory bots for tier 3 markets, fraud detection models for small payment processors. Both input costs are falling simultaneously. If you're not building in that intersection right now, someone else is.
That's the pattern. Both costs compressing at the same time. Okay, let's get to Meesho. 10 lakh seasonal jobs for the festive season. 6.5 lakh on the seller side, 3.75 lakh in logistics. Those are massive numbers.
Massive. And the framing here isn't just Meesho is hiring. It's that seasonal labor has become a strategic asset in e-commerce. Whoever can absorb gig workers fastest during the Diwali window captures disproportionate demand volume. The bottleneck isn't inventory anymore. It's onboarding speed.
So if you're building seller tooling or a logistics SaaS, this is your moment.
Right now, not October. Right now. Because the onboarding cycle for a 6.5 lakh seller network doesn't happen in a week. If you're building KYC light tools, seller training apps, vernacular onboarding flows, your sales cycle into Meesho or any tier 2 marketplace should have started yesterday.
Let's shift to EdTech, because Google just did something that every EdTech founder should be paying close attention to. 12 months of free Google AI Plus for eligible Indian college students, JE aspirants, NEET aspirants, the whole cohort.
And let's be clear about what Google is actually doing here. They're not being charitable. They're acquiring the highest intent learning cohort in India, students who spend more hours per day on study content than almost any other user segment. and making themselves the default AI study tool for that group.
So if you're a BYJU's era edtech or a newer test prep startup, what do you do?
You can't out-Google Google on free, so you go where Google can't easily go. Offline first access, students in places with patchy connectivity, vernacular, not just Hindi, but Telugu, Kannada, Marathi, Odia, and outcomes-based pricing, tie your revenue to exam scores, not subscription minutes. If a student gets into IIT, you take a success fee. That's a trust signal Google's freemium can't replicate.
Quick one on YouTube before we get to the rapid round. They're changing how they count views starting August 24th. This affects shorts, long form, premieres. View counts go up across the board. Good news for creators?
Looks good on the surface, but don't optimize for it. Raw view count will inflate. Engagement rate and retention, those won't. And the algorithm ultimately rewards watch time and interaction, not impressions. If you're a consumer app or a creator economy product, your North Star metric should not move because YouTube changed a counting rule.
All right, let's burn through the rest. DCGI and medical devices.
DCGI issued 30,000 product licenses over 2 years and is now ramping up facility audits. For health tech hardware founders, audit readiness is your new moat. Companies that can pass a clean audit fast will take market share as underprepared players get delisted.
In SurTech, there's an interesting side hustle story.
Working professionals are building income through financial and insurance advisory on the side. For InsurTech founders, that's a ready-made micro-agent network. Equip them with simple advisory tools. Let them earn on small-ticket policies from their own networks. Distribution at near-zero acquisition cost.
And ISRO, potentially stepping back from manufacturing.
ISRO is mulling exiting manufacturing to push privatization in the space sector. For deep tech founders, if ISRO vacates that lane, there's a legitimate opening for private players in satellite components, propulsion, ground systems. The policy window is opening. Build now, not when the tender comes.
Okay, one concrete thing before we wrap this up. If you're a founder listening right now, what's the single action?
Map your product against both cost curves, capital and AI. If cheaper money and cheaper intelligence both apply to your problem space, that's where you should be doubling down in the next 90 days. The window is open right now. That's the short version. There's more depth in the full piece on productgrowth.in.
Thanks for listening to the Product Growth Podcast. Keep building, and we'll catch you in the next one.